kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Bago natin simulan ang lahat, nais naming kilalanin ang mga tradisyonal na nagmamay-ari ng lupain na kinatatayuan ng aming himpilan, kung saan binuo ang podcast na ito. Nagbibigay galang ang SBS Filipino sa Wurundjeri Woiwurrung ng Kulin Nation at nakakatandang miyembro ng kanilang komunidad noon at ngayon. Kinikilala din namin ang mga traditional owner mula sa lahat ng lupain na mga Aboriginal at Torres Strait Islander, kung saan naroon ang aming tagapakinig. Mula sa mga Filipino na bumubuo ng SBS Audio, ito ang aming handog para kilalanin ang sagradong ugnayan ng mga Filipino at Indigenous Australians. Ito ang Indigenoy.
Yes, so I've always known that of Filipino origins, yes. Larrakia, Filipino, Scottish, that kind of thing. Yes, so I've always known that. It's not that it's a Johnny come lately or anything like that. It's just that's how it is, yeah. Yes, my grandfather, the thing is, in the early days, they used to take children away, like mixed children away from their parents, their mothers. But at that time, what I've been told by my mother and my grandfather, that children that are part Aboriginal, Filipino or whatever, if their fathers were with them, they were acknowledged as Filipino. They didn't get acknowledged as Aboriginal. And if the father went away or left, those children will be taken. They had to identify as their father's origin. And it was really interesting because once the father left or passed away, they would take the children off the parents, you know, that sort of thing. So it was quite dysfunctional, not dysfunctional, very sad, the fracturing of families. My mum's family was, I think, the lucky ones. They didn't get taken. Some did from her family group.
Yan ang tinig ni Gary Lang. Kabilang siya sa halos 2,000 miyembro ng First Nations, partikular ang komunidad ng Larrakia na mula sa Darwin. Ang Larrakia ay mas kilala bilang Gulumirgin noong unang panahon. Sila ang tradisyonal na may-ari ng malawak na lupain at tubig sa paligid ng Darwin, maging ang mga daungan nito. Hindi maikakaila ni Gary na isa siyang Indigenous Australian na may dugong Filipino o Indigenoy.
My mother actually wrote the book for my grandfather. They were his stories and she put it together. From that, all the photos came from different family members and extended, like the photos that they had of themselves, you know, of the family. It was really good. And my mother, what she did, she went to all my grandfather's siblings that were alive and said, this is what I'm doing. And they gave permission to allow that to happen, yes.
Ang tinutukoy ni Gary ay ang librong nilikha ng kanyang ina na si Inez Cobillo na may pamagat na Keeper of Stories. Bilang tradisyon, ipinasa ito ni Inez sa mga panganay na kabilang sa angkan ng Cobillo. Ang responsibilidad ng pagdadagdag ng mga litrato at kwento patungkol sa kani-kanilang mga propesyon, buhay at mga nakamit na parangal o naabot na pangarap.
Just very proud of my mother for what she could achieve, what she achieved of our family tree, because it's really it cemented our family very strongly here in Darwin, like as in one being Larrakia and Filipino, but that story of the Cobillo family. We have a storyline where a lot of families can't follow their storylines anymore about their families. So we've got it in writing.
Mahalagang mailathala ito dahil inuugnay nito ang susunod na henerasyon na kumakatawan sa pamilya Cobillo. na isa sa malalaking angkan sa Larrakia. Itinuturing silang maimpluwensya sa kanilang komunidad dahil sa iba't ibang dahilan.
Our status, I think we're in a good place, but there's also that sense of jealousy too. So I think a lot of people, our family groups are quite achievers. We're not show-offs and we make things happen. That's all I know. That's all people I know, that we're quite achievers. We make things happen. And I don't know how people see us, but I think we're doing okay. I call older siblings, like extended family, like cousin brothers and sisters. Some of them are, like, they're beautiful artists. They're into, like, acting, you know. They've worked in high positions in government and all that sort of thing, you know, at the universities, and they're just doing it. They're not show-offs. They're just doing it. But again, you find that tall poppy syndrome where they want to pull in, other people want to pull us down. So we just continue on doing what we're doing. And that's what, like for myself with my dad's company, you know, like I just do it. And like it being in the arts, excuse the expression word, is quite shit, you know, like because arts is right, like at the bottom of the ladder where everything else comes before that. But just slowly but surely we're achieving so much more than what people think we do.
Ambag ni Gary sa angkan ng Kobilyo ay ang pagiging alagad ng sining. Ang kanyang pagsasayaw, maging ang paglikha ng choreography o ang paggawa ng iba't ibang uri ng galaw para maipabatid ang mensahe nito. Nag-aral si Gary sa NASDA Dance College na nangunguna sa pagtuturo ng sining at sayaw sa mga Aboriginal at Torres Strait Islander. Pero mas nakikita sa obra ni Gary ang Aboriginal Ballet. Ang estilo ng galaw ay maikukumpara sa ballet. Pero dahil may pagkakaiba sa estetiko nito, tinuring niya itong Aboriginal Ballet.
I just love working in the space of creating. To see it go from an idea to putting it on stage, my heart sings, even though sometimes the stories are very deep, but because this show was like 45 minute intense show, and then there was a Q&A after, so people can ask questions, which was great, and that suited that show and to what it was. And but me personally, I like the aesthetics of ballet, because when I was dancing with Bangara, because that's the main Indigenous dance company, like really, anyway, it's at the top level of dance. So when you step away or come out of NASDA, there's an expectation that you get pigeonholed. Your choreography has to be like Bangara. And it's not intentional, but that's just what people say to you. Oh, that's not Bangara, or, you know, that's not what we're expecting, what contemporary Indigenous dance. And I said, well, as a choreographer and a creator, as an independent, when you step away from being in a company, you wonder where you yourself fits within the arts world of Australia. And I was working on some stuff. I had a fellowship when I went to, what's that place? Perth. I was in WA. And I was working with Ocas Contemporary Indigenous Dance Company. And I was creating a bit of choreography there. And the girl that I was working with, her mother was Lucette Olders. And she was one of the legends of the Australian Ballet. And the lady I was working with was, and you just, As a freelance choreographer, Indigenous, First Nations person, whatever you want to say, you wonder where you fit in the landscape of the dance world in Australia. She looked at my work, this old lady, and she said to me, she called me over, she said, Gary, your work isn't contemporary Aboriginal, it's Aboriginal ballet. So that resonated with me. And that, because I like the aesthetic lines of classical dance, always have,
Pero dahil ayaw niyang maging limitado sa mga taong nakakatrabaho at nakakasalamuha, pinili ni Gary magtayo ng sarili niyang kumpanya o isang dance company na dinala niya sa iba't ibang parte ng mundo, gaya ng Europa. Mas ginagamit niya ang Aboriginal Ballet na taliwas sa mga nakasanayang nakayapak ang sumasayaw. Gagawa siya ng obra na naka-point o naka-sapatos ang mga magtatanghal nito.
This one that we built, I was selling, was called The Other Side of Me. It was about stolen generation, where two young brothers were taken from their mother and put into an orphanage in Alice Springs. And two English people, a husband and wife, were looking to adopt children. When they found out that they could adopt these two boys within a matter of months, couple of weeks, they had the children over in a hamlet or a village in England, the two boys. But the biggest, and this is where it is, the crime is that this is what was said to the lady and the gentleman, you got to change their names, change their identity, and change from where they came from. So they grew up not knowing. The younger brother didn't want to know about it. The older brother did because he was old enough to remember things. But because they were naughty, they were in and out of jail, and both died in police custody. But the choreography is about the oldest brother. He always wanted to know. He grew up, knew he was Indigenous, but grew up white. But because of what he did, he couldn't come back to Australia, you know, criminal record and all that sort of thing. So it was all the head stuff that was the displacement, the things that were taken away from him that was out of his control. And what I'm trying to do is bring the Indigenous essence to classical dance.
Bago narating ni Gary ang tugatog ng kanyang karera sa pagsasayaw, isa sa mga sakripisyo ay ang pagpasok sa iba't ibang uri ng trabaho para masuportahan ang kanyang pangarap.
What I've sacrificed, but I'm also a hairdresser. So I used to do hairdressing too. I did other work to pay to keep my craft alive. Schools, I was a teacher's aide in schools, landscape designer. And we used to go and fix up nature strips, gardens and all that sort of thing. So worked that, hairdressing. So I did a lot of things to keep my craft alive. I didn't sit on my ass or anything and do nothing. I did a lot of things. I have no regrets because that's what it takes to make something happen. There's a lot of sacrifice to gain. That's what they say. But in the process of doing all of this, my mother used to say, you know, what people think of you is none of your business, Gary. Just keep going.
Hamon din para kay Gary na ipabatid ang totoong halaga ng kanyang sining na patuloy niyang pinaglalaban. Nais niyang matuto ang iba sa kanya.
The thing is, I have a product. We're in the industry of making money. You've got to get paid a wage, so do I. Do you know what I mean? Product. We have a product. It's how we value our product and how we want people to see how our value is. Because when I first came back to Darwin, I was saying, oh, okay, my dancers are getting paid this amount. They said, oh, that's too much. And I said, well, if you want to pay peanuts, you're going to get monkeys dancing for you, which is true. And just knowing my worth, you know, because this is also a sense of knowing how, this is what we're talking about the company, is that thing of knowing my worth, because people always say, what I found here in Darwin in the early stages, they want $1 million product, but, you know, want to pay peanuts. But what I found is, okay, this is what I'm worth. What's your budget? Let's negotiate what can be paid, because, you know, I'm not going to constantly do things for nothing or next to nothing, because this is my livelihood. I'm in the industry of making money. My product is the arts.
Walang katiyakan ang kinabukasan. Ganun din kung hanggang saan ang tatahaking daan ni Gary sa kanyang profesyon. Pero nais niyang maibahagi ang kanyang talento na higit pa sa mundo ng Indigenous Australians.
Your businesses will always be here. You will come and go, but I belong here. I'm a Larrakia man. So my business belongs here. So the whole room went quiet because they couldn't come back on that. So this is where the professional jealousy steps in. You know, like I had one person say, he'll get everything because he's Aboriginal. And that's messed up, which I don't. I always go mainstream. Like if we're applying for anything, you go always mainstream, like to the arts industry, yeah. Because once you pigeon as an in the industry, if you pigeonhole yourself, that's where you stay. I think I'm a little bit more universal than, all right, adding to this, this is what my mother said. Once you leave your home and go interstate, you become a child of the world. Once you leave your home and travel overseas, you become a child of the universe, because it opens your eyes to so much more. And I think that's state. So I think I'm a child of the universe. I'll work with anybody who wants to tell my stories. Like I have, like I've had Filipinos, I've had Greeks, I've had Australian, I've had Indigenous, I've had, you know, all different types of people. Because you look at the territory, it's not a segregated thing. Like all children are mixed breed, mixed blood, you know, that sort of thing. It's not just one pure bloodline. It's, we're all of mixed origins. And that's my motto. I'll work with anybody who wants to tell my stories. I've been a part of a few people's journeys.
Iba man ang ninuno, kultura, at pinagmulang paniniwala, sa pamamagitan ng sining, ang lahat ay magiging konektado kapag nananatiling bukas ang perspektibo at diwa. Ito ang Indigenoy.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.